Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at LaPel High School. LaPel High School right here, Madison County. Regional competition today on a Saturday. We'll mention teams participating here in game one. At 4 o'clock p.m. start, we'll mention Blackhawk Christian. They are the Braves. They're going to go against the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils going to be the home team on the scoreboard. And should be a good contest. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net and Robbie Kendall, that's ASO, providing internet radio access for PuttingInSports.com since 2008. So they just got down and played some Phil Collins in the air tonight. You got to hear the drum beat. So why even the NFL players in pregame get into the drum beat for Phil Collins. We'll mention this game should be a good one. We'll also mention after this game, it's going to be Wapahani and Carroll in game two here at LaPel. That'll be a 7 o'clock start. PuttingInSports.com will not cover the second game. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. The school was founded in 1973. Back home, they have a gym capacity of 1,200 fans. We'll mention that Class 2A. They came out of Sectional 37. Seven in that sectional. That sectional took place at South Adams High School. That was February 6th last weekend. Sectional championship game with Adams Central. Adams Central and Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Fort Wayne Blackhawk eked out a victory 39-32. We'll mention the principal, the head of schools at Fort Wayne Blackhawk High School is Kevin Newbury. The athletic director is Joel Cotton. And the athletic department office manager is Mimi Hicks. We'll also mention the athletic trainer here on site today is Miss Carmen Smith. We'll also mention Fort Wayne Blackhawk High School is located at 7400 East State Road Boulevard at Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46815. You can dial them up by telephone at 260-493-7400. On the web, it's blackhawkchristian.org. They wear the colors blue and gold. They did participate in Sectional 37, Class 2A. In that sectional with Blackhawk Christian Braves, they're currently 23-3. Followed up by Adams Central, they finished the season at 20-6. Manchester High School, they finished at 18-6. At number 4, Bluffton. Bluffton finished at 2-20. Number 5, Witto. Witto finished at 5-18. Number 6 is Fort Wayne Lures, 9-15. And finishing at number 7, South Adams at 4-18. Well, mentioned Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves, they're currently 23 wins, 3 losses. They have an 8-game win streak intact. Offensively, they average 68.3 points per ball game. They give up an average of 52.9. We'll mention in the Fort Wayne Blackhawk area, there are 10 Fort Wayne basketball teams in the area. We'll mention Fort Wayne Blackhawk defeated 7 of them. They did fall to 2 Fort Wayne schools, and they were Class 3A Fort Wayne Dwinger. Dwinger got them by 3 points. 4A Fort Wayne Wayne, they got Blackhawk Christian by 2 points. We'll mention Fort Wayne Wayne this afternoon. They're at Logansport. They're going against the Noblesville Millers in the regional competition. We'll also mention the head coach for Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves is Mr. Matt Roth. Matt Roth working in his first year at Fort Wayne Blackhawk, 23-3. And we'll mention taking over for 9-year coach Mark Davidson, 11-year coach overall. Mr. Mark Davidson, we wish you the best up there in heaven. God bless you, sir. We'll mention Mark Davidson. He took the Blackhawks Braves to the title game and won it in 2019 with a 79.3 point average per contest. We'll mention they also captured the 2021 state title. Fort Wayne Blackhawks, two state titles, Coach Mark Davidson. We'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils have a gym capacity of 3,050. Their school enrollment, 454. Class 2A, sectional 39. Seven in that sectional. That sectional took place at Taylor High School on February 4th, sectional championship game. Taylor sectional. It was Tipton 58, Taylor 40. The principal at Tipton High School is Mr. Craig Leach. The athletic director is Mr. Corey Fernung. The assistant AD, that's Alec Weddle. He's on the coaching staff out here on the court right now. The athletic trainer is Mr. Bert Emmert. He's sitting directly to my right. We'll mention Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the collars blue and white. They performed in sectional 39, class 2A. In the sectional final, we'll mention the sectional ended up like this. Tipton Blue Devils, they're currently 18-6. Going to play here a 4 o'clock game with Blackhawks Christian Braves here at 4 o'clock. We'll mention also finishing up in second place in sectional 39. Taylor Titans finished the season 19-6. Madison Grand Argyles, they finished the season at 17-7. Elwood Panthers finished the season at 8-17. Eastbrook Panthers finished the season at 5-18. Eastern Comets finished the season at 10-13. And the Blackbird Bruins finished the season at 8-16. Tipton Blue Devils will remind you they are currently 18 wins, 6 losses. The Blue Devils had a 4-game win streak intact. The Blue Devils an average, per game average offensively, 62.4. They give up an average of 50.5 points defensively per game. We'll mention the coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Fourth season at Tipton High School, 64 wins, 32 losses at Tipton. Overall, working in year number 42, overall, he's 561 wins, 391 losses. Today's game, 4 o'clock, regional round, Class 2A, boys basketball game. Tipton Blue Devils, Fort Wayne Blackhawks Braves. One team will go on. They'll play in the semi-state. It'll happen next Saturday. We'll mention how it's going to be determined. Here this year in the regional, they're only going to play one game. One game in the regional. Whoever wins game one will go on to semi-state next week. And then whoever wins game two, that's of Wapahani or Carroll, one of those teams will go on to play sectional next Saturday. There'll be 16 teams selected as winners today in the regional competition. And those 16 teams will be put back in the hopper. They'll put the ping pong balls back in the hopper, and they'll draw those live. I believe it's tomorrow. They'll draw those live, IHSAATV.org. You can go to IHSAA.org. You can find out all the instruments. You'll find out when the draw is going to happen. You can watch it take place. So the 16 winners in the regional will have 16 ping pong balls in the hopper tomorrow. They'll draw them out one at a time. There'll be four different sites. They'll pull them out. The first ping pong ball will represent the visiting team of game one. The second ping pong ball will represent the home team of game one. They'll go on like that, and they'll finish it up tomorrow, and you can watch that happen live. So you won't know where your team that you're looking for is going to play next Saturday. You won't know till tomorrow, and nobody else will either. We'll mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. On Saturday, today, March the 11th, game day, there are three teams still going. Regional competition out of the Hoosier Conference. 4 o'clock start time today, here on the 11th. It'll be Twin Lakes Indians at 10 and 14. They're going to go against Fort Wayne Bishop Swinger. They'll go against the Saints at 12 and 13. That game's going to happen at Newcastle High School. We mentioned Twin Lakes last weekend. They got the win 61-59 over West's opponent in the Hoosier Conference, Rensselaer Central. We'll also mention happening today, game probably has already concluded. I do not know the outcome. 2 o'clock start today at 23-2, North Judson Blue Jays going against Lewis Cass Kings. The Lewis Cass Kings are 18-7. That game is being played at North Judson. So North Judson has a home game in the regional. We'll mention Lewis Cass last weekend. I should say they did not play on Saturday for the championship. They had to come back on a Monday, this past Monday, March the 6th. They went against Wabash. Lewis Cass got the win 61-56. That was in the Rochester sectional. And then the third team happening today, tip the Blue Devils. 4 o'clock start. We'll talk about Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. They'll be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Currently 23-3, going against the Tipton Blue Devils at 18-6. As we know, we're here at LaPel High School. That game going to happen right here, tip-off, right around 4 p.m. We'll mention last weekend, on Saturday, March the 4th, Tipton Blue Devils went against Taylor, the home team in the Taylor sectional. Blue Devils got the win 58-40. That's how that stacks up. We'll mention a little bit about each team in today's competition. First, we'll talk about team scoring averages. These are scoring averages for Tipton and Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Tipton Blue Devils averaging 62.3 per ball game. Fort Wayne Blackhawk averaging 68.3. We'll mention first quarter. In the first quarter, the average score for each of these two teams, Blue Devils averaging 10.7 throughout the season. Fort Wayne Blackhawk averaging 16.6. Second quarter, averages, Tipton averaging 13.5 in the second quarter. Fort Wayne Blackhawk averaging 18 points in the second quarter. In the third quarter, throughout the season, Tipton averaging 16.5 points per third quarter average. Fort Wayne Blackhawk averaging 16.7 per third quarter average. In the fourth quarter, Tipton Blue Devils averaging 19.7. Fort Wayne Blackhawk averaging 16.6. Fort Wayne Blackhawk has played one overtime game. Tipton has not played an overtime game. Fort Wayne Blackhawk got 6 points in one overtime. We'll talk about team stat comparisons. Tipton Blue Devils, these are stat comparisons. Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Points per game, you know that, is 62.3 for Tipton, 68.3 for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Rebounds per game, Tipton averaging 23.5, Fort Wayne Blackhawk 23.2. Assists per game, Tipton Blue Devils averaging 15.1 assists per game, and the Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves averaging 13.9. Steals per game, Tipton 9.9 per game, 2.2 average for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Block shots per contest, The Blue Devils, 2.8. The Blackhawks Christian Braves, 1.7. Clock rolling down. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll mention. Team leaders, Tipton Blue Devils, points per game. That's Nolan Swan. He's a junior. We're at number 11, 19.1 points per game. Fort Wayne Blackhawks, their junior, that's Josh Burst, also averaging 19.1. They'll wear number 13 in the contest. Rebounds per game, Grady Carpenter, number 3, 6.2 rebounds. Josh Burst, 7.3 rebounds, number 13. Assists per game, Grady Carpenter, 7.3. Gage Stepson, number 30 at 4.9. Steals per game average, Nolan Swan at 3.3. Gage Stepson, number 30, he has 0.8. Steals per game and block shots per game average is Grady Carpenter for Tipton at 1.5. And Kellen Pickett at 0.7. We'll mention the Blue Devil band is on hand tonight. We're going to stand at attention for our national anthem. We'll set this down. LaFell, representing the home team, regional competition, we'll mention, hosted by LaFell. Well done, LaFell staff, Mr. Bill Chase, put things together right here. And we'll mention, we'll start like this. We'll mention the non-starters for Fort Wayne Blackhawks, wearing number 2, that's Aiden Muldoon. Number 3, Victor Hoya. Number 5, Brennan Miller. Number 10, John Jones. Number 20, Troy Kelly. Number 25, Will Guthrie. And number 33, Mason Thompson. We'll mention the starting lineup for the Fort Wayne Blackhawks Braves. Webbing number 4, 6'8" sophomore, 13.2 points per game average, 7.1 rebounds, that's Kellen Pickett. Wearing number 11, 6'4" junior, 8.9 points per game average, Isaac Smith. Number 13, 6'6" senior, 19.1 points per game average, that's Josh Burst. Wearing number 23, 6'3" senior, 7 points per game average, Jimmy Davidson. Wearing number 30, 6'4" senior, at 16-point average per game at Gage Stepson. The head coach is Matt Robb. Now for the Tipton Blue Devils, the non-starters. Number 4, Gavin Hare. Number 5, Sam Quigley. Number 12, Oliver Conaway. Number 21, Landon Spidell. Number 22, Drake Johnson. And number 33, Sam Humrichaus. Starters for the Blue Devils. Wearing number 2, a 6'1" senior, 5.6 points per game average, Maverick Conaway. Wearing number 3, a 6'5" sophomore, 15.2 points per game average, Grady Carpenter. Number 11, 6'1" junior, 19.1 points per game average, Nolan Swan. Wearing number 20, 6'3" senior, 4 points per game average, Connor Hassong. Wearing number 23, 6 foot junior, 11.2 points per game average, that's Jackson Money. The head coach for the Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. So let's introduce your starting lineup right now. We'll make the Class 2A regional round championship happening today at LaPel High School. 4 teams, first game Saturday, today, 4 p.m., getting ready to start it up. Regional number 19 championship, 23-3 Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian Brave, going against 18-6 Tipton Blue Devils. Blackhawk Christian out of the South Adams sectional. Blue Devils are out of the Taylor sectional. Blue Devils are huddled up out there on the court to get ready to jump it up. Going to jump it up for Blackhawk Braves. It's number 4, Kellen Pickett. 6'8" sophomore. Going to jump it up against number 3, Grady Carpenter. 6'5" sophomore. Couple of sophomores going to jump it up. Here comes the toss. 4-0-1, tip to the backcourt, picked up by Blackhawk Christian. They'll bring it to the frontcourt. Left-handed dribble, crossing the timeline, number 30, Gage Stepton. They'll work the right side, working around the perimeter. Back out top of the basketball, 23, Jimmy Davidson. Working back to Stepton, outside the arc, go baseline. Pick up the basketball, being guarded by Hassan. Working it back around, back pedal dribble, they're working to the corner again. Right there, Stepton. Moving the basketball around, Blue Devils providing good defense. Opening possession outside the arc. Shot goes off the mark. One go, going to be safe from out of bounds. Brought in to Nolan Swan. He'll take a three. Three-point shot rims out. Both right elbow extended. Three-point shot. Thus far, wouldn't go. We're in the back baseline. Going to be a bump foul. Bump foul going to be committed by Tipton. Going to be whistled, number 2, Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway going to take up his first foul in the ballgame. First foul on either team. Going to be brought up left of the bucket. Going to toss it in. That's 23, Jimmy Davidson. Back to Davidson. Going to go cross-court pass. Outside the arc. Thought about a shot. That's 30, Gage Stepton. They're working in. Three in the paint. Two-point shot good. Number 4, Kellen Pickett. 2-0 contest. Braves in front. 6:52 on the game clock, first quarter. Jackson Money outside the arc, back out top. Connor Song is working around the perimeter. Grady Carpenter back out top. Maverick Conaway. Back to Nolan, now back out top near the center circle. Grady Carpenter, stationary dribble. We're going to get him and Kellen Pickett. 6'5", 6'8". We're going to back out top, 6 foot tall. That's Jackson Money. He'll dish off 6'1". Nolan Swan back to Grady. They'll go to the corner. Three-point shot rims out. Connor Song. Rebound out of there. Blackhawk Christian. Jimmy Davidson. Outside the arc. We're going around the perimeter. We're going to back in. Stepton. Outside the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Isaac Smith. Rebound. Maverick Conaway. To the front court. Grady Carpenter. Long. Three-point shot. Nolan Swan rims off. Got a good bump. After the shot, no call. Back the other direction. On the dribble to the front court. Gage Stepson. They'll get the ball back from teammate Jimmy Davidson. They'll work it inside. Lost the handle. Stolen by Jackson Money. They try to get it into Kellen Pickett. Lost the handle. And Nolan Swan in the front court on the dribble. 2-0 advantage for the Braves. Early going. 5:34 left here in the first quarter. Maverick Conaway on the dribble. Grady Carpenter going to dribble in. Thought about a shot. Defense was good. Right here, that was Josh first providing the D against Grady Carpenter. Back out top, Nolan Swan on the dribble. They're working left side, working right side outside the arc. Jackson Money. He'll take a jumper inside the arc. 2-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound collected by the Braves. To the front court at 23, Jimmy Davidson. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Stepson. They'll keep the basketball in the front court. Let's take a corner shot. 3-point shot is good. That's number 4, Kellen Pickett. Kellen Pickett is 6'8", averaging 40% behind the arc. 20 for 50. Now 21 for 51. 5-0 advantage for the Braves. 4:42. We'll dribble in. Elbow shot right side. Good. Brady Carpenter has tipped in on the scoreboard. 5-2 advantage for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Fort Wayne Blackhawk, private school. They'll take a shot outside the arc. Second shot in a row. 3-point layup. Kelvin Pickett hits the second three. It's 8-2. Blackhawk Christian by 6. 4:15 on the game clock. Outside the arc, Connor Athol. He'll dribble it back out and dish off. Near the center circle, Grady Carpenter. He'll get it to teammate Nolan Swan in the center circle. Working against him is Dave Stepton, facing every dribble. He'll hand back off Jackson Money. He'll dribble in and go to the corner with it. Connor Assault going to dribble in. Assault going to bounce it back out. Nolan Swan, defense is good by Blackhawk Christian. We're in a crossover dribble. We're going to back out left side to the corner, Maverick Conaway. Outside the arc, you get back to Nolan. Back out top, 3-point shot on the way. Going to be a traveling violation. They're going to call travel on Grady Carpenter. Going to be a timeout called by Coach Cliff Ogden. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. We do appreciate you listening in. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This internet radio athletic content is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. This game is being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. They're in Cicero, Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville, Trip Auto Sales in Fishers, AVM Auto Arcadia, Lisa Stokes Bear, Pittsburgh 21, and Hope Jewelers in Tipton. We're going to bring it in. From side court, Blackhawk Christian. Ball brought in by Gabe Stepton. They get the ball back from 23, Jimmy Davidson. They're going to have around the perimeter, Isaac Smith wears number 11. They'll work it in to Kellen. Kellen Pickett, there's going to be a foul whistle on the floor. No shot going to be allowed. He did take the shot. They're going to whistle a foul on number 20, Connor Hassong. He has one. Team foul number 2 on Tipton. 0 thus far on the Braves. They'll pass it out top. We're going to round the perimeter. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. He's got 3 3-pointers here in the first quarter. That's number 4, Kellen Pickett. The 11-2, Blackhawk Christian by 9. 3:15 on the game clock. Out top, with the basketball. Maverick Conaway works the left side behind the arc, Jackson Money. Jackson Money on the back pedal dribble, working against him is Josh First. We're going to back around. Connor Assong outside the arc, Grady Carpenter. He'll bring it back out top. He'll hand off. 3-point shot on the way. Nolan Swan. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Blackhawk Christian. Jimmy Davidson in the front court. They'll work it around. Gabe Stepton. Now back out Chris. Going to work a 3-point shot in the pass. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Put back is good. Josh First for 2. 13-2. Fort Wayne Blackhawks by 11. 2:30 left here in the first quarter. Across the timeline, Grady Carpenter. Jackson Money out top on the dribble. He'll pick it up. Cross-court pass adjacent. He'll get it to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter, we're going to get him. It's Kellen Pickett. We're now behind the arc. Thought about a 3. Nolan Swan gets the ball back from Grady. He'll dribble in. Nolan Swan in the paint. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Finger roll. Rebound out there, picked up by Kellen Pickett to the front court. Looking outside the arc, Pickett takes another 3. Short off the rim that time. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Jackson Money. He'll pop a 2 just inside the arc. Rebound for Wayne Blackhawk, number 23, Jimmy Davidson. To the front court, we're going to see a substitution here. Next dead ball for Tipton. It's going to be number 5, Sam Quigley. Going to work a baseline shot. Going to bring it back out. In the paint, he's kicking outside to the corner. 3-point shot on the way and good. Clear the bucket, number 11, Isaac Smith for 3. He's shooting 39% behind the arc. Timeout Tipton. 1:32 left here in the first quarter. Fort Wayne Blackhawk 16, Tipton 2. Timeout on the quarter. And they're going to talk it over right there. Both teams still standing. 30-second timeout. We'll mention. If you go to the website, ihsaa.org, you'll see the slogan, Keeping Education in Front of Athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing court. Second buzzer sound. 30-second timeout complete. Tipton with three full timeouts remaining in the ballgame. Can be brought in from the backcourt. Sam Quigley tosses it in. On the dribble, across the sideline, picks up the pace. Grady Carpenter works at left side, Jackson Money. He'll bring it back around, out top, Quigley. We're going to back out top, Nolan Swan. Three-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Blackhawk Christian. Number 23, Jimmy Davidson. Across the timeline at a walk pace. He'll dish off teammate, Gage Stephan. Gage Stephan out top, he'll work at right side. He'll take a jump shot inside the arc. Two-point shot good for Stephan. Stephan averaging 16 points per game, 58%. In two-point land, he's now 123 for 213 on the season. Out top of the basketball, Nolan Swan works at left side behind the arc. Grady Carpenter back to Nolan. He'll dribble in and go off the glass. Going to be a goaltending. Nolan Swan going to collect the point. I believe it was going in anyway. It's going to be a layup. I believe that was 13, Josh First, 6'6" senior. Went up and pinned it against the backboard for just a millisecond. So Blue Devils get 4 points on the board. We're going to end the front court, 32 seconds left. Outside the top, we're going to back to 23, Jimmy Davidson. He'll work at right side behind the arc, Isaac Smith. Three-point shot taken at number 30, Gabe Sefton. He's shooting 33% behind the arc. 15 seconds left, 21-4. Blackhawk Christian by 17. He'll work it right side, now left side, back to Nolan. Little bump, no foul. His spin move in the paint to go off the glass. Nolan Swan for two. Shot at the buzzer. Wouldn't go. At the end of one quarter, Fort Wayne Blackhawk 21. Tipton Blue Devils 6. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by TripsandFishers.com since 1983. I'll mention going in here at the quarter break is going to be number 4 for Tipton, Gavin Hare. We'll mention TripsandFishers.com. Great cars, great prices, great customers. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Tripton Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. Fishers, Indiana. You can dial them by phone. It's their Fishers dealership, 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. They have a second Hamilton County location, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. That's between Noblesville and Westfield. You can dial them up at that dealership, 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. That's TripsandFishers.com. It's all going to be brought in from half court. Blue Devils, alternate possession arrow. Little Swan, backcourt slightly to Grady Carpenter. Grady working in the front court. On the dribble, out top, he'll take a three. Shot on the way, rim long off the rim. Rebound, Blackhawk Christian. 13, Josh First. Blackhawk Christian, going to be difficult to control the boards for Tipton. Going to have to block out well against this extravagant, tall team. Out top, three-point shot good. Straight out top, Blackhawk Christian. Credit the bucket. Number 11, Isaac Smith. 24-6. Conrad Song going to check in next dead ball. He's at the scores bench. In the front court, Blue Devils. Sam Quigley out top. He'll work at left side. Has to pass through the bucket. He'll bring it back out. Gavin Hare. Out top, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan triple threat available. He'll dribble once, get a left side bounce pass to Jackson Money inside. Look into the paint. It's Grady Carpenter to go to the corner. Sam Quigley, three-point shot, good. Sam Quigley from the left corner baseline. 24-9. Cuts it to a 15-point advantage. Blackhawk Christian going to take another three. Off the rim, wouldn't go. That was 30. Gabe Stefton, rebound. Grady Carpenter get up ahead. Noah Swan off the glass. Just outside the paint. Good. Two-point bucket for Nolan. 13-point ball game. 24-11. Blackhawk Christian in front. So we're going to near front court now, working the ball around. Number 30, Gabe Stefton. Stefton on the dribble. He'll pick it up. We're working left side behind the arc. Three-point shot. Good again. Number 11, Isaac Smith. Smith shooting 39% in three-point territory. They're averaging 36% as a team. Tipton, 37% as a team. Outside the arc on the dribble. Grady Carpenter, crossover. He'll work it out. Nolan Swan, backfield dribble. He works the stationary dribble through the corner. Grady Carpenter, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Right there in his face is 6'8", Kellen Pickett. Back the other direction. Finger roll, wasn't good. Second opportunity. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to say it was on the floor on the second rebound. Shot went in. Take that back. They're going to call a two-shot foul. So the first rebound wouldn't go, but he got fouled. Fouls whistled on Tipton. First shot is good. Josh first at the foul line. Josh first shooting 79%. He's now 85 for 107 on the season. They're going to whistle this foul on Tipton. Second shot on the way. Josh first got both of them. 29-11. A foul whistled on Connor Hassan. So we're going to see the front court. We're going to back around out top, Nolan Swan. Through the leg, back pedal dribble. Working against him is 30, Gabe Stefton. They're working left side. Out top, they're working the right side behind the arc. Connor Song back out top to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded there by 6'8". They're slamming the backboard. That's got to be a goal ten. Ball's on the cylinder. Slamming the backboard with the hand and no call. Shot wouldn't go for Grady. 5 minutes left. Here in the second quarter, going to dribble in. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call an illegal screen against Blackhawk Christian. They're going to whistle this on 13, Josh Burst. Josh Burst picked up his first foul in the contest. Checking back in for Dipkin is number 2, Maverick Conaway, taking a breather. After picking up a three-point bomb from the left corner baseline, Tim Quigley going to take a breather. Will be brought into the backcourt. Connor Song into 11. Noah Swan. Grady Carpenter also in the game for Tipton. Is 21. Landon Spidell. Going to be tipped away at a steal. Going to go up. Going to be stripped. Ball goes out of bounds. Go out for the jam off 2 feet for 30. Gabe Stefton. Right there defensively. Knocking the ball free. On his way up with Noah Swan. The Braves will bring it in. Ride the bucket on their own baseline. 4:44 left. A little bit of a conversation there, official. Talking to the big guys, talking to Nolan, talking to Gage, everything good. They're working back in, looking for a charging foul, no call. 2-point bucket, good for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. 31-11. In the paint, block shot, Grady Carpenter got the ball back off the glass. Good, Grady Carpenter for two. Grady Carpenter has 4 in the ballgame. We're going to back out top. They'll bounce it outside the arc. 23, Jimmy Davidson. Looking to get it in. Going to bounce it in baseline. 13, Josh first. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle a foul. And the Blue Devil bench not too happy with the foul situation. Going to call a tic-tac foul there and wouldn't allow the charge. The last time up the court, going to be brought in deep in the backcourt. I should say the front court. Number 11, Isaac Smith. The rookie to Stefton. It'll work at the 23. Davidson back to Stetson. Taylor's willing to pass it down low. 2 points shot of him to go. Ball's in the air. It's going to be selected by Grady Carpenter on the board. They go to the corner with it. Nolan Swan. 3 points shot off the rim. Wouldn't go. Fighting for the backboard. Fighting for the board right there. They're going to whistle this on Fort Wayne Blackhawks. Substitution in the ball game. Fort Wayne Blackhawks in the ball game number 2. 5'10" junior Aiden Muldoon. Aiden Muldoon in the ball game. He was hitting some good shots in pregame before the boys were allowed on the floor to shoot the lanes. Pretty good shooter, Muldoon in the ball game for Fort Wayne Blackhawks. Ball brought in, Tipton. We're going to let right side Nolan Swan to take a shot inside the arc. 2 points down when he go. Rebound, Fort Wayne Blackhawks. And number 11, Isaac Smith in the front court, deep in the front court, stationary dribble. Number 23, Davidson. That's Jimmy Davidson. We're going back in the paint. Turnaround spin move. Davidson going to get the bucket, and they're going to call a foul. Tipton's going to pick up the foul. They're going to get out the bucket. It's going to be called on Connor Hassan. Connor Hassan's going to pick up his second foul here in the contest. Checking back in for Tipton is number 5, Sam Quigley. Connor Hassan's going to take a breather. At the free throw line, he's going to shoot 1. 23, Jimmy Davidson. First shot, only shot on the way rim, then he got it. Fell in, 34-13. Blackhawk Christian by 21. Cross the timeline at a walk pace, Grady Carpenter. They'll bounce to the left side behind the arc, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, triple threat available. He'll dribble once. Back out top, Tim Quigley, back to Grady. To take a shot, 17-footer, wouldn't go, rims out. Fight for the board there. Saving it with Landon Spidell into Sam Quigley, pitches off. Grady Carpenter in the paint, 2-point bucket for Grady. 34-15. Cross the timeline on the bounce right here. Dave Stepton, he'll bounce it in to Kellen Pickett. Baseline spin move. Shot wouldn't go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say this ball belongs to, going to give it to Tipton on the out of bounds. No replay here in high school. Had that been a college game, they'd probably be looking at that play. They give it to Tipton. Brought in from the backcourt. Walking it to the backcourt is Nolan Swan. 2:37 left. Second quarter, 34-15. Fort Wayne Blackhawks in front. Long outside the arc, scored off the rim. Nolan Swan shot when he go. Rebound. Blackhawk Christian. Jimmy Davidson. He'll dish off. That's number 11, Isaac Smith. Outside the arc, he'll work it down low. Kellen Pickett. Sophomore, hook shot. Floater in the paint. Good for Kellen Pickett. Kellen Pickett averaging 13.2. He's about there right now. Kellen Pickett has 13 points here in the first half. 2 minutes left. We're going to see the corner. Nolan Swan out top. Grady Carpenter. They'll take a 15-footer straight away off the rim. Wendell fight for the board. Blackhawk Christian and Tipton. Ball's loose. Sam Quigley. They're going to give it to Nolan Swan. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle a foul here in the Tipton front court. He's going to be whistled on Blackhawk Christian. Number 2, Aiden Muldoon. Muldoon's going to pick up his first foul in the contest. Team foul number 3 on Blackhawk Christian. 5 thus far. Tipton here in the first half. Back in the ballgame for Tipton is number 4, Gavin Hare. We're going to get a steal. He'll go up. Thought about a jump. Ball goes out of bounds. That was 30. Gabe Stetson went up for probably a put down and on the way up trying to cup it like Michael Jordan. Hit it off the bottom of the rim. It came scorching down to the surface and they call it out of bounds because 30, Gabe Stetson came down out of bounds evidently. So they're working it back in. Stetson in the front court. Grady Carpenter. 122, he'll drive the lane. They go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Going to be a foul whistle. Fort Wayne Blackhawk not quite believing the foul situation. They're going to whistle this foul on number 4, Kellen Pickett. Kellen Pickett has 1. Team foul number 4 on Blackhawk Christian. Shooting two at the stripe is Grady Carpenter. First shot good. He's 77% at the stripe. He's now 66 for 85 on the season. Second shot rims around, falls off. Wouldn't go. We're going to dribble it on the baseline. That was 23. Jimmy Davidson picked up the rebound, dribbled on the baseline, and he's acting like he don't believe it. So Gavin Hill is going to take a breather. He's out of the ballgame. Now that Conaway back in the game, they're working down low in the paint. Shot going to go in the alley-oop to Jackson Money. Back the other direction is 30. Gabe Sefton. Sefton going to drive the lane. Sefton going to try to get a little bit back on that last attempt for the slam dunk. He was driving the lane there. Let's call a blocking foul on Tipton. Going to whistle this on Nolan Swan. He's got two. He fouled number six, baseline jumper. 2-point shot long off the rim for Kellen Pickett. Looking to get fouled in the backcourt. Not a smart foul by 23, Jimmy Davidson. Jimmy Davidson going to pick up his first foul in the contest. So, next common foul on Tipton. Fort Wayne Blackhawk will shoot the bonus. Two fouls away for Tipton to get the bonus. We're at the 102 mark in the second quarter. Bouncing in. 15-footer straight away. Wouldn't go. Jackson Money with the shot. Rebound out of there. 23. Jimmy Davidson. He'll drive the lane. He'll take a jumper. A 7-footer. Wouldn't go, but the rebound tip back is good. Gabe Sefton. He's going to get one more shot. It's going to be a foul whistled on Tipton. It's going to be number whistle on number number two, Maverick Conaway. He has two in the ballgame. Gavin Hare back in the ballgame. Maverick Conaway going to take a breather. May not see him again until second half. 48 seconds. Number 30, Gabe Sefton. 3-point play is good. Gabe Sefton leads the team in free throw average at 82%. He shot 93 shots from the line. We're going to back in. Out top of the circle. We're going to back around and see him quickly to Jackson Money. Out top, long shot, Nolan Swan, 3-point shot. NBA range, 3-point shot is good for Nolan. Nolan Swan shooting 43% behind the arc. Entered the ballgame 68 to 158 on the season. 13 seconds left. In the front court of the basketball, Blackhawk Christian. Gabe Sefton. They're working in to go baseline. They're kicking back out. Smith, 3-point shot, good. Inside the buzzer. Sefton trying to get the ball back in. That shot's good. Straight away, 3-point shot number 11. Isaac Smith. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score for Wayne Blackhawk Braves, 42. Tipton Blue Devils, 19. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Right there on State Road 19, just south of McDonald's across the street. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can call or text message Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can reach her by phone, 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're not far away. We'll mention 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can reach them by dialing 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with liftgates. And that liftgate can sure come in handy. They have a full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. 6:38 on the intermission clock. We mentioned both teams in the locker rooms, and the Tipton Blue Devil Band sounding marvelous. A lot of brass instruments. They've got percussion. They got a drum set right there. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. If you didn't know, AGM stands for a good mechanic. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. AGM, they now restore plastic cars and trucks. Reaching out to Central Indiana, all are welcome. We'll mention you can find them at their new location. They're just west of Arcadia on 266th Street. Go west about a half a mile. Go down the hill. There's a bridge down the lower part of the hill. You'll go back up the hill, and right there on your right, you'll find AGM Auto. They have a new place to work. I've been in there. It is huge. They've got a large working area right there for your vehicle. We'll also mention AGM Auto. They moved out there on the 1st of March. You can find them. Their new address is 6660 East 266th Street, Arcadia. That's AGM Auto. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by The Floor Store. The Floor Store, that's at the south edge. My ear, that's at the east edge of Tipton. The Floor Store, east edge of Tipton. You can stop by, look around, and enjoy the showroom. The showroom may leave you speechless. You may find shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. We'll mention they are just east on State Road 28, just beyond the car dealership at 1003 East Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28. Same road, a different name. Tipton, Indiana, that's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, they'll lend a hand when they can, but they will let you be who you want to be and support your own choices along with your own decisions. And they'll also mention they also support the hometown kids wearing the blue and white. That's the floor store, 1003 Jefferson Street. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-3230. Again, that number is 765-675-3230. That's the floor store in Tipton. So clock rolling down, 3:08 left here in the intermission. And we'll mention that Class 2A Associated Press, final polls here on the top 15 in the IHSAA 2A poll. At number one, Linton Stockton Miners. Today, they're at North Decatur, 21-5. That's at the South Ridge Regional. Linton Stockton Miners currently 26-1. At number two, they're also here at LaPel. Wapahani Raiders going to go against Carroll Cougars at 22-4. Here at the LaPel Regional, Wapahani Raiders are 24-1. And right here at halftime, at number three, State of Indiana, Fort Wayne Blackhawks Braves. They're going against the Tipton Blue Devils at 18-6 here at LaPel High School Regional Competition. Blackhawk Braves currently 23-3. At number four, it's South Spencer Let the Rebels. They're currently 21-5. Two teams tied at number five, University Trailblazers, 22-3. Also at number five is Brownstown Central Braves, 22-4. At number seven is Gary 21st Century. The Cougars are 20-5. At number eight, Providence Pioneers. They're 19-5. At number nine, Southwestern Rebels. They had a loss to Brownstown Central, 72-42 in the sectional final. Southwestern Rebels finished their season 21-4. At number 10, here at the LaPel Sectional, it's a regional, 7 o'clock start. Carroll Cougars going against Wapahani. The Raiders, 24-1. Carroll Cougars are 22-4. Might have to stick around and watch some of that game. At number 11, North Judson Blue Jays. They played at 1 o'clock today. They went against Lewis Cass Kings at 18-7. The game happening at North Judson Regional. North Judson 22-3 do not have a final. This was Adams Central. They finished their season at 20-6. Number 13, Eastern Hancock Royals finished their season at 19-7. And then 14, the Tipton Blue Devils playing the 4 o'clock game here at LaPel. Devils are 18-6. The 15, South Knox, the Spartans are 18-8. So, does the sound? 15-second buzz. As the Blue Devils still making a joyful noise. Wonderfully done. They're going to inbound the basketball. They're going to belong to Fort Wayne Blackhawks, brought in by four Chamberlain tickets. Front court on the dribble, back pedal dribble for 30 feet steps. You're called some directions out. We're going to pick up a screen. Spin within the paint. Take a shot to step at the bucket. 2-point bucket. Step in. It's 44-19. Blue Devils in the front court with the basketball. Up top, Jackson Money will cross over. Pedal drip, center circle, bring it back out. Long, 3-point shot, Nolan Swan, throw up the rim, we're going to go rebound, Jackson. Jackson Money got the board, put it back up off the glass. 2-point busted for Jackson Money, his first two of the ball game. 7-12 on the game clock, third quarter, 44-21. 23-point advantage. Nolan Swan snuffs the shot once again of Dave Sefton. They reach for the basketball. They're in the front court. Dave Sefton tries to knock it out of bounds off of Nolan, and Nolan catches the basketball in the front court. At middle, Grady Carpenter. Against him, it's Jimmy Davidson. In a pain, a jumper. had a 12-footer good. Brady Carter picked up point number 8 and 9 in the ballgame. 4-23, 21-point advantage for the Braves. Go dribbling in the paint. Floater off the glass wouldn't go. Got his own rebound. Cut back wouldn't go. That was Josh first. Couldn't get either one. They're looking down low. Jack the money. Bounce pass. Trying to go reverse layup. Couldn't quite handle the basketball. Good bounce pass. Well out. Out the circle. I should say out behind the arc. Don Swan. They'll give it back to the Blackhawks. Christian Graves. In the front court with the basketball. Dribble. They'll work it down low. Baseline. Going to be an offensive foul. It should be a technical foul. Technical foul. A jam right there. There's a whistle and offensive foul. And then 13 guys first dunks the basketball. That's got to be a technical foul. It's the high school game. This is not the NBA. We're going to back in the front court. Two devils. South top, Jackson Money. We're going to left side. Get back out Grady Carpenter. 5-5 on the team. He'll dribble in. Carter. Stop and shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound put back to Grady Carpenter. He absorbs the push. No call. The Carpenter gets 2. Carpenter with 11 in the ballgame. 44-25. Trims the lead to 19. Bounce pass. Baseline. Shot on the baseline. Wouldn't go. They're going to call a foul. Kellen Pickett. Had the baseline shot, wouldn't go. They're going to call foul on Jackson Money. Jackson Money has the second foul in the contest at the free throw line. Sophomore, 6'8". Number 4, Kellen Pickett. First shot is good. Kellen Pickett shooting 55%. Strike. You'll get one more. 41-74, now 42-75. Kellen Pickett gets both of them. 21-point advantage for Blackhawk Christian. 46-25. Blue Devils in the front court. They're going to call a blocking foul. Out front of the Blue Devil bench. They'll be whistled for Wayne Blackhawk. With the list on 23, Jimmy Davidson. Davidson picked up his second foul in the contest. He brought in and left the bucket on the baseline. No one's on. Gets it in. It'll be a block shot. Teddy Carpenter got the inbound. Left his bucket in the paint. Went up for the shot and a block shot by Colin Pickett. Swatched it out of bounds. So the Blue Devils just going to bring the ball back in. They will. Went in from side court. Nolan Swan, Jackson Money. Back to Nolan. They'll cover him. They'll go underhanded scoop shot. Shot wouldn't go, but he'll shoot 2. They're going to whistle back a Blackhawk Christian. Number 30, Gage Stepton. Gage Stepton picked up his first foul in the ballgame. So Noah Swan going to shoot 2. Swan shooting 88% at stripe. He gets the first one. He's now 67-76. Noah Swan, a good stroke. From everywhere on the court. Second shot also good. 46-27. Back to a 19-point advantage for the Braves. They'll bring it in from the backcourt. They'll take it to the timeline. They'll walk across with number 30, Gabe Stepton. Back out top. They'll work at left side. Bring it back outside. They'll give it back to Stepton. Right side, Jimmy Davidson. He's got the triple threat available. We're going to get Tim Jackson money. Against the foul whistled off the ball. They're going to call this on Tipton. They're going to call this on 21, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell in the ball game. Spidell, 6'2 sophomore. He's going to pick up his first foul in the ball game. So bring it back in. We're going to back in. 23 base on the key to the corner. Stepton. They're going for the, thought about a jam. He just lays in. Baseline drive. 4-3, Jimmy Davidson. I should say no. That's a 5-30. Gabe Stepton. He's got some up. We're going to back around. Outside the arc. Eddie Carpenter. 3-point shot good. Grayson Carpenter, 18-point advantage. Coach Cliff Hawkins says, let's go. So the Blue Devils are on their way back. Over bound, no foul. Couldn't get the shot to go. That was 13 shots first. Got his own rebound and take a jump shot just outside the paint. Got the bucket. Shot first. First has 8 in the contest. 50-30. They're working down near the paint. Get back out. 3-point shot on the way. Rims off. That was just a Maverick Conaway. Shot is ready to go. Oh, it's going to be into the front court. Nolan Swan, good defense. He brought back in quarter court by Blackhawk Christian. Calling out the direction. Number 30, Gage Sefton, a 6'4 senior, plays the guard position. He went out top of the dribble lane. Blocked shot, got a piece of it. Did Nolan Swan. Ball got up on the rim and fell in. Nolan Swan got a near block shot on that one. We're in the back of the other direction. Swan in the paint couldn't go. Shot going to go. Guys on rebound. The dish off to get it to Jackson Money. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Blackhawk Christian. Jimmy Davidson. Team footer on the way. Got it. 2-point shot. Good. Jimmy Davidson coach to coach. 54-50. In the front court, Blue Devils. Nolan Swan. Here's a timeout call. I'm now trying to be called by Coach Cliff Hawkins. It's going to be a full 60 seconds. Time out. Thank you for tuning in. We'll make a 3-12 left in the third quarter. Called Christian 54, Blue Devils 30. We'll mention this game is brought to you by Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. Honored to support Indiana's game at all levels. That's the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers, proud partners of the IHSAA. We'll also mention this is in part being brought to you by the Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter. You can get the Hamilton County Reporter wherever you live. You can capture that publication out of the area and get it in another state in your inbox. We'll mention you any way you want it, that's the way you need it, online for just $18 a year. Get the print copy for $36 per year, or both for $33. If you go to subscribe online, readthereporter.com. Then online, you can subscribe. It's readthereporter.com/subscribe. Brought in to the Blue Devil bench. Nolan Swan, backcourt. Brady Carpenter works to the left side behind the arc. Jackson Money. Back out top, Maverick Conaway. Works to the right side behind the arc. Brady Carpenter. Nolan Swan to kick it outside. Maverick Conaway for three. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Lance Fidel trying to come up with it. Lost the handle. It's last touch by the Braves. Saved last touch by 11. Isaac Smith. Looking to bring in. Right to their own bucket on their own baseline. Brady Carpenter. They're working in. Jackson Money. Bounce pass to Jackson. They go off the glass. Layup for two. 54-32. Braves by 22. 42 on game clock for the third quarter. First game here today. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go for Smith. Wouldn't go. They get their own rebound. They go off the glass. Outside the feet. For the bucket, 23, Jimmy Davidson, shot off the glass, in the face, Brady Carter, shot going to go, 2:20 left, 56-32, Braves by 24, they're going to switch the foul, it's going to be a common foul, going to be brought back in, everybody's going to be called on Tipton, we have two Tipton subs in the ballgame, Landon Spidell going to pick up his second foul in contest. Lance is going to take a breather. Maverick Conway's going to take a breather. Number 4, Gavin Hare, junior athlete in the ball game. Connor Hassong, another senior athlete. They're both good golfers. And just sitting down is Maverick Conway. He's the other third good golfer on the Blue Bull team. 2:15 on the game clock. Up in deep in the back of the front court, I should say, 30, Gage Sefton. On the dribble, Sefton. Running into him, Noah Sloan, the throw it down low. It's outside the paint. It'll be a steal. Connor is strong on the base of the side court line. Trying to save the basketball. So they're going to give it back to Wayne Blackhawk to bring it in deep in their own front court opposite of the scores bench. On the N23, Jimmy Davidson. On the stationary dribble at 30, Gage Simpson. Out top, picked up a screen from Kellen Pickett. Back out top in the basketball at 11, Isaac Smith. Got to hold the basketball a little bit, take some clock. 1:45 left in the third. 24-point leader are Fort Wayne Blackhawks. Ball goes left side. Behind the arc, Kellen Pickett. They get it back again to take a three. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, 23, Jimmy Davidson. Started up once again out top, Isaac Smith. They get back in the paint. Jump shot. Spin move. Good. Treads the bucket. Kellen Pickett. Kellen Pickett above his average. Now at 17 points. His average 13.2. 6'8" sophomore. And around the perimeter. Out top. 3 points out on the way. Rims out. Wouldn't go. That was Wade Carpenter. Now secured. 23, Jimmy Davidson. Still outlet. Gage Stetson will cross the timeline. Working against him loosely is Nolan Swan. 53 seconds left. The quarter. Going to work it down low. It's on the block right there. We're going to look at the foul. Nolan Swan played the defense. Say what, the height advantage, if you didn't already know, is somewhat substantial. They've got some tall young men on this team. Work it down in. They get the ball into Smith. Isaac Smith going to get back out. Team Josh first. They'll reset the offense out top with Gage Stetson. 38 seconds left. Stop Isaac Smith. Back to Stetson. This dribble in the paint. They go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound for Blackhawk Christian. Lost a handful on the way up. Picked by G. Carpenter in the paint. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to finally whistle a foul on Blackhawk Christian. They're going to whistle this on 23, Jimmy Davidson. Davidson picked up his first foul in the contest. Brought in left of the bucket on the baseline for Swan. Toss it in tall, deeper. High park to Matthew counter his song. Now back to Grady. He's going to take it into the center circle. His dribble at left hand off the bounce pass to Jackson Money. Crossover. They go off the glass, get the bucket. Jackson Money with the crossover. Side of the glass. 2-point bucket for Jackson. 4 seconds left. In the front court, off the glass, Woody Hill. Second buzzer shot is good. It goes in at number 30, Gage Stetson at the buzzer. Checking in during the between quarters here for Blackhawk Christian, number 2, Aiden Muldoon. 4 at the end of 3, Blackhawk Christian 60. Blue Devils 34, 8 minutes. On the game clock, we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Hope Jewelers, precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Jump in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diane Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. And their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30. The two at Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Alternate possession there. We're going to give it back to Tipton. It's going to be brought in half court. Nolan Swan bounce back slightly to the back court. Brady Carpenter. They pass it right side behind our Jackson Money. Crossover. Out top. Back to Nolan. Bounce back left side. Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan. He'll dribble. He'll dribble. Spin move. The paint off the glass. Left-handed off the glass. Pretty shot. Nolan Swan for two. 60 to 36. 24-point advantage for Blackhawk Christian. 7:34 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. They're working down low just outside the paint. Two-point jumper is good. Fort Wayne Blackhawk, number 13, Josh First. He leads the team in scoring, an average of 19.1. Nolan Swan leads the Blue Devils with also 19.1. Out of our short off the mark. Way to go at his thing, outside the paint. Grady Carpenter shot, way to go. To the front court, 11, I Smith. They get it back to Gabe Sefton. They're working down low near the baseline. Back to Sefton, out top, Isaac Smith, they're moving around the perimeter. Nolan Pickett with the basketball out top. In ball game number 2, Aiden Muldoon. They're working inside the paint. Turnaround jumper, good. Stretch the bucket, Josh Burst. Josh Burst with the bucket. He has 12. Leading scorer thus far for Black Christian before Kelton Pickett. They'll work the lane right there. It's going to be a foul call. They're calling off 50. They call the driving foul. Whistle this foul and Nolan Swan pick up his fourth foul in the ball game. Fourth foul kind of sneaks up on you. 6:34, Nolan still in the ball game. Blue Devils playing basketball in the regional. We're getting back out of their 12-foot skip pass from Zoom. They're down low, they're working inside. They call a foul on Jackson Money. Jackson Money down low at 6 foot. Trying to guard Kellen Pickett at 6'8". Jackson's going to pick up foul number 3 in the ball game. That's six in the second half on Tipton. Top three away. 3-point shot good. Number 11, Isaac Smith. Isaac Smith has 5 three-pointers in the ballgame. We're back the other direction. Muldoon. Back to Smith out top being guarded there by Hassan. Outside the arc. Pull the ticket. They're working down low. 2-point shot on the baseline. Going to go. Second attempt. Going to go. Going to be a foul called. Turner Hassan. That first attempt was Aiden Muldoon. Let's go. And then Josh first. At 2 attempts, the second attempt for Josh. Putting at the strike. The 7th foul on Tipton. First foul in the contest on Gavin Hare. First shot is good. Josh first. 79% behind the at free throw strike. Gavin Hare going to take a breather. Back in the game for Tipton. For 21, Landon Spidell. First, second attempt, also good. 69-36. We're going to see the front court. With the basketball, Jackson Honey. At the top, Connor Song for 3. Rims off and go, fight for the board. Picked up by Muldoon after it was picked by Josh first. Front court, Muldoon. Passes to the baseline. Kellen Pickett. The left side outside the arc. Shot wouldn't go. 3-point land. Shot wouldn't go. That was Isaac Smith. Back the other direction. Nolan Swan for 3. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Eddie Carpenter. Carpenter turnaround jumper in the paint. Good for 2. 69-38. A 16 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. Tipton and Fort Wayne Blackhawks. Turnaround jumper. Elbow right side. We go. That was Kellen Pickett. Rebound Tipton. Nolan Swan. They get up ahead. They go to the corner with it. Jackson Money couldn't get the shot. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled on Fort Wayne Blackhawks. They're going to whistle this on 13. Josh Burke. Stubbs going to check in for Fort Wayne Blackhawks. We're going to see number 5, Brennan Miller. In the ball game, also number 25, Will Justman. So number 5, Brendan Miller, 6'2" junior. Hello, your pass is good. Jackson Money off the glass, 2-point bucket for Jackson. 69-40. Jackson Money with 8 points in the ball game, getting close to his 11.2 average. We're back to the baseline, balls. And in the air, to say ball evidently left touched by Connor Song or Nolan. don't believe they're going with the ultra possession arrow. To give it back to Fort Wayne Blackhawks. They'll bring it in front of their own bench, the front court. Five, Brendan Miller. Just slightly through the back court, Jay Sefton. Score pass to Aiden Muldoon. To the baseline, turnaround jumper. 17-footer for five, Miller wouldn't go. Look here, going the other way. Katie Carter, a little bit of a no-look pass. Cross-court pass down low, trying to get it to Jackson Runny. A little bit too tall for Jackson. Jackson can sky. 4:24 in the game clock. Fort Wayne Blackhawks moving from the backcourt. Going to be mad at half court. Pass out of the tail and ticket. Look for the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Granted the bucket. Number 5, Brendan Miller. Averaging 0.4 per captain. And he's above that by 2.6 with the 3. Top top, Jackson Money. 3-point shot. Would go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Brendan Miller. 72-40. Ball's in the front court. Ball tapped out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Fort Wayne Blackhawks. In the ball game, Tipton is number 2. Maverick Conaway taking a breather is number 21. Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell, I tell you, he's been in the weight room. He's going to catch some good passes of this season for the Blackhawks. For the Blue Devils. Not for Bud. Going to catch him for Coach Toll. Ward it down low on the bounce. Turnaround jumper. Spin move. Wouldn't go. A 25, Will Jeffrey. The back low in the paint. Kick it back out. Grady Carpenter, 3-point shot. Might have been blocked. Might have been great. Going back the other direction. Fort Wayne Blackhawks are going to whistle a foul. Fist in the air. They're going to whistle the foul on Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway going to pick up his third foul in the contest. 8 fouls thus far. The second half on Sefton. At the free throw line, number 30, Gage Sefton, 82% free throw shooter. First one, good. Gage Sefton, averaging 16 points per game. He's above that by 1. He's got 17 in this contest. Take a couple dribbles, maybe 4. Their eyes fly the second one, and it's good. 74-40. Blue Devils across the timeline with Brady Carpenter on the dribble. Out top, Jackson Money. We're going to have Maverick Conaway. We bring it back out, hand off. Brady Carpenter. 3-18. It goes down low off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Nolan Spahn, he gets 15 in the contest. Top Muldoon. He'll dribble in. Lost the handle. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. He'll pass it up ahead. Jackson Money with the finger roll. Dangerous move, but he got the roll to the bucket for Jackson. Jackson has 10. 2:52 on the game clock. 74-44. Fort Wayne Blackhawks by 30. Deep in the front court. Sefton. Working down the corner. From Guthrie. Muldoon worked it down low. Really a block shot. The block shot was good. They're not going to call this foul on Grady. Surely not. No, it's going to be on Maverick. Maverick going to pick up number 4 in the contest. So Maverick Conaway with 4. The free throw line, number 25 for Blackhawk Christian. Will Jeffrey. First shot wouldn't go. Substitution. For the shooter, well, maybe not. We're going to check in the ball game. That's number 20, Troy Kelly. Troy Kelly, a 6-foot senior. They bring out of the ball game number 4, Kellen Pickett, the 6'8 sophomore. Second shot wouldn't go. So, in the front court, Blue Devils. Outside the arc, Nolan Swan. 3-point shot is good. Nolan Swan with 18. A couple more to get above that average. 2:20 left here in the fourth quarter. 74-47. Walking the baseline tightrope. Lost the handle. Throws it away. Nolan Swan. To go to the corner. Jackson Money. Back out to Nolan. He'll take a 3. Shot rims out. Wouldn't go. So working to the front court. Grady Carpenter. To pick up the foul. In the backcourt. Wide guarding. 30. Gage Sefton. They're going to whistle this foul. It'll be two shots. Double bonus in effect. Fort Wayne Blackhawk, group 2-2. Back at the strike, number 30, Gage Stetson. 2:04 left. Couple subs going to check in after the shot. One for each team. Stetson gets the bucket. Back in the ballgame for Tipton is number 20. Connor Song taking a breather is number 5. Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley is a sophomore. Tip Hawkins wants to finish with his seniors on the floor. Second shot, also good. They'll buzz the horn. And Stetson to check out the ballgame. 20 points. At the moment, he leads the ballgame with 20. And in the ballgame, number 3, Victor Hoya, 5 senior. Sequoia wears number 3. Outside the arc, Brady Carpenter, who's dribbling in, spin moving to the right elbow. Kick it back out to the corner. Maverick Conaway for 3. Conaway for 3. Maverick Conaway, first 3 points of the ballgame. It's still in the front court. Nolan Swan gets it to Jackson. But they shot to Conaway. It's hard off the glass. Rebound, put back is good. Carpenter for 2. Brady Carpenter with 18. We're outside the arc. Hoya. The pass at right side behind the arc. Lost the handle. Did Muldoon. Picked up by Connor Song. Will be a slam dunk by Brady Carpenter. That ever so slightly dangerous left hand. So Brady Carpenter puts one down. Side drive. That's the 20. Troy Kelly. Off the handle. Noel Swan picks it up. Up ahead, Jackson Money. Jackson Money went up. They're going to call basket interference. Number 3, Victor Hoya, 6'5 senior. Has been on the floor for about a minute and a half. Ball brought in 76. Under a minute. 52 seconds. They're going to call foul. They're foul happy. What's the song? Connor Song. Connor Song's going to look at the scoreboard, and he has 3. 50.6 seconds left. At free throw line, number 3, Victor Hoya. Been there 2 times this season. He's looking for his first make. He eyes the first one, slides it, and it's good. 1-for-3 on the season. Victor Hoya. 6'5 senior. Without knowing, maybe he has been injured and not played a lot. He'll get the second one also. 2-for-4, 50% on the season as far for Hoya. In the front court, 45 seconds. Outside the arc. 3-point shot, good. Connor Hassan for 3. 78-59. 34 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Hoya on the dribble. He'll dribble in. Off the glass. 2-point budget. Victor Hoya picks up his 3rd 2-point shot of the season. He's 3-for-11. It in. Jackson Money close to floater. Just a 12-footer. Rims out. Hoya with the basketball. In the backcourt. 12 seconds. Got to get it to the front court. He'll dribble across. Off the handle. Picked up by Nolan Swan. Tipped out of bounds by Fort Wayne Blackhawks. Blue Devils have 5.7 seconds. They're going to bring it in from three-quarter court. Nolan Swan going to inbound on the run. Teddy Carpenter, 4 seconds. Back to Nolan. He'll take a 3. Comes out, wouldn't do. Does the sound. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Wayne Blackhawk, 80. Tipton Blue Devils, 59. Across in front of the scorer's bench. Let's shake hands. Exchange pleasantries. And what a season. Tipton Blue Devils, sectional winners at Taylor. Got some hardware for the trophy case. Blue Devils. 2 seniors on their roster. Maverick Conaway and Connor Hassong. Both major contributors in this season. And we hope the best for Blackhawk Christian. We hope the best that they'll go on and make their season more worthy than it should be. We thank you for listening. We thank our support sponsors. We thank Discount Copies. We thank Noblesville Trophy. Noblesville Trophy, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at NoblesvilleTrophy.com. And Discount Copy, located at the west edge of Noblesville, just next to the 32 Bowl, behind Pizza Hut, along State Road 32. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank you for listening in. Please keep tabs at Tipton Blue Devil football just around the corner. Keep tabs on the Blue Devils. That first game is going to be at Indiana Wesleyan on August the 18th. Blue Devils will play South Adams right there at Indiana Wesleyan. We hope you'll tune in if you cannot make it live. And we'll miss you no matter if you're home or away. If you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.